modification.
But all of that information was submitted at the time of the application?
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
It only goes to 3 o'clock. You got any questions? Thank you, for your assistance, Mr. Lamondieu. Mr. Byrne, we've got to the end, so you can now come out and give us the benefit of your wisdom and observation. And I think we already have heard from you in an earlier panel about your support of live music, and I expect that's where we're going.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair, and thank you for your indulgence in allowing me to speak subsequent to the proponent. And I will just table, because I'm not sure the panellists have had a chance to receive this.
I have a problem with volume, but that's fine.
But it has to be recorded.
I understand. I will just table what I believe to be, and I've had a perusal through both of them. I don't know if the panellists have had a chance to. There's 2,000 submissions made to the council. I presume after the closing period, but prior to the preparation of the report.
And we have had the benefit of seeing them up on the screen today.
Right.
And understanding the nature of it.
Right. Of the submissions.
Yes.
Right. And
well,
there's...
The staff were able to produce part of the 2,000, I think, number, or was it the 10,000?
I just ask if the clock can be stopped, because you're eating into my time.
No, I'm not eating into your time. I'll give you...
Excellent.
I'll look after you, Mr. Mayor.
Excellent. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Even though you're not my employer.
No. No, that's the ratepayers of the Inner West. Well, it's just the ratepayers who pay the bill. Sorry, Chair.
No, we have been made aware of those documents by having them downloaded and run through on a screen so that we understand the nature of them. And if I could just quickly find what they were. I know they're probably on the bottom here. I did take a note of it all at one stage. There's so much paper that goes on here. Under here. There we are. This is where we get in. Anyway, there was one set of them were going, heading over 10,000. Is that the one you're talking about called? Yes. These are individual submissions online.
No, they're hard copies pouring out on
the table. Oh, yes, we've had those, obviously. There was also some others online that we were made aware of. Here we are. The information we received, there were 14 submissions within time, and we've seen those. There were 2,000 submissions came to council off the internet. Well, it is true because that's what the council got. So the council received 2,000 submissions which they got off the internet. And then there was 1,000 plus messages on change.org, which is now currently running at over 7,000. Now, how does this material relate to that information?
This is 2,000 individuals. I can't verify what you've just said to me, Chair, but this is 2,000 individual submissions which the proponent has allowed me to view, which I'm now tabling, and this is about 300 individual submissions from people in the immediate vicinity of the hotel.
The council
had a perusal through them.
Has the council never seen these before?
Sorry?
Has the council never seen these before?
They've received them before, yes.
Oh, I see. So it would have been in the material we saw in that case. Anyway, hand them up and I'll have a look at them and we'll determine whether we did see it earlier today or not. I hope we did because it's a bit difficult to do it on the run. Are you handing them up?
You tell me when
you're... I'm asking you to table them now.
Well, I haven't had a chance to table either. I want to finish my sentence.
Well, I want to know whether you want to table those documents.
I do, but I'd just like to continue with my submission, if that's okay.
I see. All right.
Thank you. So as I was saying, Chair, this, I believe there are about 2,000 individual submissions that have been submitted to the council. I can't verify whether they were provided to you. And then and about 300 that are from people in the immediate vicinity, and I have had a read through them. And I must say, while some of them are very brief, some of them are very well written and respectful from a broad range of people in the local community, including the LGBTI community. I think that they make for important reading. And so I will table those with you now, Chair, and for the benefit of the panellists. I have read the report, and it's not clear to me from the council officer's report that all of those submissions have been assessed or processed or provided to you, and I do think that that's an important matter.
Well, it's also important that they are submissions which are relevant to the considerations under the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act.
Of course, on all sides, absolutely. So I think it's important to understand some of the context here, Chair, and that is that what is being proposed is actually a very significant reduction in trading hours. This is a venue that has been trading for 24 hours for many years. The proponent is in possession of correspondence from Marrickville Council sent in 2016, which I have read, which says explicitly that they are able to continue trading 24 hours. Now, I understand the council officers have put a different view now, and that's perfectly within their remit. But this is not really, it's a bit deceptive to say it's about an extension of trading hours, because for all intents and purposes, this is a venue that has been trading for 24 hours and has a 24-hour liquor licence. The issue is that the venue was seeking to address is about whether they would be able to play music after 3 a.m. And they were informed by the council that the way to achieve that was through submitting a development application. And the conditions of consent which have been proposed to you would see the venue have a permanent trading hours of 12 midnight with a 4-year, which I accept is an extended trial, till 3 a.m. And previously, when the proprietors were informed that it was likely to be a 1-year trial to 3 a.m, it was my advice to them that they did need to try and find people in the community who were supporters of the venue who would make submissions, which they've done in record numbers. Now, I do think this issue about the submissions is worth verifying, and if it's necessary to delay a decision today, that's important to do, because the report lists that there's 14 submissions received. Well, I've just tabled with you close to 300, which came from people almost in the notification area who are local residents. And one of the problems with issues around live music venues is, by and large, as you all know, and it's certainly been my experience, the people who are in support of cultural institutions, their submissions receive much lower weighting than the sometimes smaller number of people who have made objections. Now, of course, all of them need to be assessed seriously, and it's not clear to me that that's occurred in this instance. The licensing police, of course, have made a submission, but as you'll be aware...
Can I deal with that as we go along with the points? Is that convenient to you?
I'd prefer just to continue and answer any questions you might have at the conclusion, Chair. That's the practice I'm used to.
You're making much of these submissions, which I note are not the originals.
Sir, you've referenced previously that you don't need any education about how to chair a meeting, but I have chaired many Building and Development Council meetings here previously, and I've never experienced this sort of interruption when someone's seeking to make use of their time.
We learn something every day, don't we?
Different practices, horses for courses.
And I don't know whether it's you that's going to learn or me.
But well, anyway, I always try to learn.
Yes.
So the licensing police have made a submission. I'm not sure if it's in support of the conditions of consent, but it's certainly against the proposal for 24-hour trading, and that's fair enough. Although, of course, that branch of the licensing police, as a matter of policy, makes a submission against every single application that comes in for any extension of trading hours for any venue in Enmore or Newtown. And in my view, that would have to result in their view being discounted because it's a uniform policy that they've adopted. There are many venues in Newtown or in the precinct, depending on how you define the precinct, that already trade beyond 3 a.m. There's at least three or four of them in and around King Street in Newtown. They're very famous venues. Everyone's aware of them. The Marlborough, the Bank, the Town Hall Hotel. Now, they're not as close to the Sly Fox as the handful of venues listed in the report, but in my view, the Enmore Road, King Street precinct is one precinct. That's how most people would think of it. And there's already existing late trading. This is an existing late trading venue. So I think that's the context in which the application needs to be assessed. Of course, amenity impacts need to be considered carefully. I am concerned, though, that a drastic reduction, which is what's recommended in the report, a drastic reduction in operating hours for the venue could see it closed and or become unviable. And I understand that the proponent has requested that there be a deferral of the matter today so that the acoustic testing, which is the major thing that the officers have identified as being inadequate in the proposal, that the proponent be directed to go away and conduct all of the acoustic testing which the council officers have required. I do think both of those issues, the need to resolve the dispute over the acoustic testing and the submissions, are worthy of consideration, and one way to address those without having any unintended impact on the venue or potentially losing the venue would simply be to defer the matter today and for you to give a directive to the proponent and the council to see if those matters can be addressed. If they can't be, you could come back here in February or whenever the panel is meeting next and make the determination that you were intending to today. So I think that's a fair and sensible way forward. I don't want to prescribe to you a set of conditions. I'm not the assessor, but I am very concerned that the troika of the licensing police, the council approval process and the liquor regulator has resulted in a very large number of live music venues going to the wall in the inner west and across the rest of Sydney over the last two decades. You don't need me to tell you that, and I think it would be sensible and circumspect to defer the matter and consider whether there is a solution that can result in the venue remaining viable. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Chair. Yes.
Could I just inquire from you as to your understanding of the documents that you've presented us with?
Yeah.
As I see the smaller bundle, it seems to be a compilation of names, addresses and comments. It's not the actual submission itself.
Right.
So that I would have some difficulty in relation to that, given some need for veracity, and also given that there is a specified procedure under the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act, which
yes.
I think you would have to agree
yes.
that falls outside of, and this other document is in the same format.
Well, my understanding, Chair, is that they are all summaries of submissions that have been received by Council, and certainly when I was chairing Building and Development Council meetings, my understanding was that regardless of whether submissions are received after the closing date, if they're received prior to the preparation of the report, there is a statutory obligation on the Consent Authority to assess the submissions. Mm. It's not clear to me that that's occurred in this instance, and the proponent provided those submissions to me prior to coming up here to speak, and I'm not asserting that they're a correct record. I'm asserting that it would be good to verify whether they are, because if 2,000 people have made individual submissions, obviously that warrants attention.
Yes, all right. Any question? Any question?
Which one, the little one or the big one?
I don't know. Mayor, you indicated that they were already trading 24 hours. Now, you're the one who made the... You're not suggesting they had development consent for that?
I'm suggesting that in practice they have had... that there has been no compliance action from Marrickville Council to the Inner West Council for the last 15 years plus, and they're in possession of a letter from Marrickville Council informing them that there's no problems with them trading 24 hours.
I see. But you're not suggesting to me they've got development consent, is the question.
I think my comments speak for themselves.
You're the one who said they're operating 24 hours now, and I'm just wondering whether your submission involves them trading for 24 hours with a development consent.
My submission is that I've read the correspondence from Marrickville Council, which informed the venue that there was no that they were able to continue trading 24 hours. Yes, I assume you've read it as well.
We've seen a memo from our officer. Yes,
right.
It certainly wasn't in the form of a development consent.
The document I
saw was a one-page email which didn't have any semblance of a consent.
They've been trading after 3 a.m. for many years.
Righto. I think that's without consent. All right, thank you, Mr. Byrne.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It was a great learning experience. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll just head off to chair that other meeting.
Yeah, all right.
Would you mind just turning the microphone off now, please?
No problem.
I don't think we can. I mean, we're really being asked to. Thank you for your patience, ladies and gentlemen. The panel has given consideration to the submissions that have been made today and the other material that's before it, and has decided that it will determine the application today. The only operative consent, which is current, according to the records produced to the panel, is number 17889, approved on the 8th of October 1998, in which extended hours were approved for a six-month trial that has not been allowed, that has been allowed to lapse in respect of the operating hours. This development application has raised a multitude of submissions and support through various media in various forms. Many of the matters raised are not matters that fall for consideration under the provisions of the EPA Act or have not been verified in any satisfactory way that account can be taken of all of them in their entirety. The panel has attempted to take into account the juxtaposition between the hotel and long-term residential premises in the immediate vicinity. The panel has been alerted to what are perceived to be problems caused by patrons leaving the premises and thereby impacting upon surrounding streets, as well as the disturbance to sleep arising from live music already occurring. These things need to be balanced against the endeavour of the hotel owner to provide the entertainment demanded by patrons and the times during which the premises are allowed to operate. Expert acoustic advice has been presented by the owner in support of the application, and the conditions of consent will recognise recommendations made for abatement of noise emanating from the premises. The applicant seeks to extend the opening hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The panel cannot be satisfied from the acoustic evidence provided from experts of testing beyond 3 a.m. Further information, we are told, has been requested, but it has not been forthcoming. The council officers recommend that the hours be extended from 12 midnight to 3 a.m. on Monday to Saturday for a trial period of 4 years. This acknowledges that the Sly Fox is an existing licensed premises which has been trading for many years in an area where competing businesses have approval for late trading. The panel members are concerned that the plan of management presently proposed needs to be redrafted to cover what is expected of such a document. A deferred commencement condition will be proposed requiring such a plan to be submitted for approval, approved, and thereafter complied with. The experience of the panel is that, where trial periods are imposed, it is not usual for the period to extend beyond, say, 2 years. 2 years would give the opportunity to demonstrate that the hotel can be operated in an effective and acceptable manner, and for those people who have made submission, and so that those people who have made submissions can monitor the impact on their welfare and report on those matters if a new DA is lodged at the end of the trial period. This DA is an opportunity to regulate the operation of premises on the basis that there are competing late trading premises and the concerns of neighbours to be considered. The panel has determined the following operating hours. Now, I'll just get those out there. I'm taking them from the report, which appears at page 613. Is it? No. As they appear, base hours, 9 a.m. to 12 midnight Monday to Saturday, 12 midday to 10 p.m. Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on public holidays, a 2-year time limited trial period for additional hours, 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Monday to Saturday. The conditions recommended by council are adopted, subject to the following amendments. And here again, we have to go to the documents. The deferred commencement condition is council environmental health officer must be provided with a plan of management for the operation of the licensed premises that addresses in a manner approved by that officer the following, and then take in A, B, C through to G of the previous condition, which was condition 4. Condition, then the operating normal general conditions in 1B, 4 years becomes 2 years. Condition 1C becomes condition 2. A continuation of the extended hours in B above will require a further application under the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979. Number 2, as it appears in the report, becomes number 3. Number 4, the plan of management is approved by the council environmental health officer, must be implemented and complied with during operating hours. Then number 4 becomes another number. Litter patrols stays. Then in what was condition 6, in what was condition 7, the heading should read 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Then apart from some numbering which are necessitated by that, turning to condition number 19, compliance registrar, A and B are satisfactory, add an additional sub-condition. An appropriate legible notice shall be placed on the outside wall of the building specifying a telephone number for complaints. Full stop. The number shall be... What do I say? Shall be... The number shall be... Along... shall be available during the whole of any opening hours. And in the last paragraph of that clause, the reference to 4 years becomes 2 years. That's the decision of the panel. What's this? That's what I've just done. That yes. Became 19.
Is that the end of the...
Oh, I see. This is new. Let me just see.
No, it's the old 19. You've read it.
Oh, good. We are with the ears. All right. Okay.
That's it.
Yes. The panel adjourns. Thank you for your attendance and assistance. I take it that word. That's good enough.
Did you take a photocopy of them? And
oh, she saw me a draft. She sends me a draft and I sign it.
Oh, one.
That'll be pretty close to it.
Okay. Thank you.
And that tells you where to go. To pick things up.
Okay.
Copying in from pages.
I'm trying to decide.
They've got page numbers on them. And the writing's beautiful, don't you?
Just need to decide for that.
I think we can only get a couple of readings.